This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Tuesday. February 11th, 2025.
All day.
Enunciation like a mother.
Yeah, I appreciate
she cooks
it.
That's like a mother. I have to do that. So, and in the future, when this goes into a digital time capsule, people will be able to understand what I'm saying. And at the beginning, throughout the rest of the show, I'll just let this southern tongue flop around like it does.
Oh, Lord.
God. You know, I'll start saying 25 then, and February, South Carolina, North Carolina. Like, I don't enunciate. Gotcha. The internet. One word. The internet. Marms.
Marms is the best.
Marms is tired.
Oh.
Jeet yet. You want to?
Jeet does not sound good.
I mean, it's the best.
Jeet.
Yeet.
God, you got me... I don't know what you said just there that got me thinking about it, but like our old shows.
I'm inspirational.
I think it was the time capsule comment.
Oh, yeah.
I just wonder what happens to our old stuff.
Like, where is it? It's somewhere. It's on an old hard drive or maybe in one of those. Have you seen, there's some documentary that I watched over Christmas, and it was about... It was one of those slap you on the wrist about the environment kind of thing, but it was real interesting about where all the recycle stuff goes. And it was, wasn't cell phone batteries, but it was something lithium-based, because they go into the lithium mines and how god-awful it really is to be in one of those, but at the same time, we've seen the movies about diamonds and we don't give a damn.
Oh, yeah, blood diamonds, we don't care.
No one cares about that. Nobody Mm-mm. cares about the Nike shoes that are now made in Vietnam, I believe. I don't even know that they make them all in China. I think they're Vietnam now. But anyway, give them the jobs. I mean, we...
give them to them.
Give them the jobs. But it was just showing this guy in essentially some kind of shanty hut kind of thing over in, I don't even remember which country, taking these cell phone batteries and pulling the wires out, throwing them in a pile, and then the plastic, pulling it off, throwing it in a pile, and then the guts, putting it in a pile. And then they show another guy taking that apart, like they were crackheads, just or meth heads, I guess, whatever. They both put stuff up, take stuff apart and put it back together, that kind of thing. And it was just bizarre, and it was just, you know, following the trail of from all these cell phones in America to this hut in some country where, and then more people are breaking down each part. And it was just like, it was absurd. But back to your question though, about like memory on a computer, like when where is that? Like, where does it go? Is it gone forever?
That wasn't the question, but what
shoot.
What are you talking about?
Well, you inspired me then.
So when you're talking about the time capsule, podcasting being pretty much an audio time capsule.
Yes.
I just kind of wonder what happens to our stuff. Does it ever become public domain? Say we're not a show anymore, but the audio is there forever.
What now, is it?
The company's going to be like
100 years.
I was going to say it's 100 years. Disney worked against it, but they lost all that stuff.
Like the company is not going to own it in perpetuity.
Ooh, somebody's been watching Shark Tank.
So I'm saying there's money that could be made off it, maybe. But then again, look at all the content that's out there now.
Well, again, who owns the licensing?
That's Odyssey. Where,
okay, then.
Odyssey. I don't know.
And Odyssey. If Odyssey is no longer Odyssey, then where does it go to?
I feel like that's that could be a legal argument now, even.
What if Trump takes over Odyssey? He's like, those are my podcasts now.
They're all mine. You did my impersonation enough.
Right.
I managed me alone.
My image, my voice.
It's just so much content's all disposable, pretty much.
What a fun little thing to ponder about. Like, in the future, there's been... To keep thinking that there's going to be this bright future where... I don't know. What happened to that? Like, back in the 80s, when they would talk about the future, except for when Biff, stole the thing. It was kind of like, this is cool. Everything's floaty and everybody's getting along and everything's bright and round and Art Deco-ish and colorful and stuff. But then now all the movies are like... You all hate each other. You're living in trailers stacked on top of literal trailers stacked on top of each other. But we have the internet.
The internet.
But you have nothing else. But we have the internet. When did that change to making you look forward to the future to now? Like, when's the big bomb going to be dropped? Damn it.
We thought it was Y2K.
Well, certainly.
That's what the internet did. It fostered that environment of,
doom and gloom, and just don't have any high hopes or aspirations because, really.
As good as it was to keep people informed, it gave a lot of off-kiltered people a platform.
And
yeah,
when I was in college, realistically, the class was told, most of you will not pursue whatever you're getting a degree in.
Uh-huh.
So don't even expect it.
God, that professor was right about me.
That's how radio works.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah. You're not going to be working in this field.
Yeah.
There are very few people that do this that set out to do it.
Uh-huh. Which is kind of good because if you set out to talk about... this is going to sound weird, but just follow me. If your dream is to have what I call a normal radio job, what most people call a DJ still, and that's not speaking down upon it, but whose aspirations are to, I want to talk three times an hour for 2 minutes each about songs.
That's crazy how it works, because somebody in the building here has an aeronautical engineering degree, and they do this.
Wow.
So, yeah, real smart.
Wow.
Brains, but
Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, just whatever floats your boat.
And a lot of us didn't start doing this. We just kind of fell into it, because of opportunity.
But I think that's what he's saying. Like,
that's why I hate breaking people's hearts when they say, man, how do you do this now? Or my kid wants to do it. And I'm like, you should probably focus on the other side of it.
Yeah.
Maybe the TV side. I don't know.
The TV side.
That's even worse.
So I was going to say, I thought TV was also like...
Well, if you want to work the cameras, and there's only so much in here you can do. I'm doing a couple jobs.
Yeah, but, and that guy's smiling really good over there, so I think you're doing well. How are you hitting the buttons with your both arms going at the same time? That's strange. Both your arms.
But, bleeding a turnip is...
Yeah, that's what they do. That's the business. willing to do just about anything.
Bleeding a turnip and falling off a turnip truck. What is the turnip... What is the turnip for what? What are we talking about?
I've never eaten a turnip.
Oh, God. Wow.
What would you eat a turnip with? Greens?
Pinto beans.
I don't even know.
Freaking black-eyed peas, freaking pork chops, ham steak.
I don't even think of the
coconut
food.
Coconut shrimp, barbecue shrimp.
Big shrimp. Little shrimp.
Shrimp.
Big shrimping. I don't even think of the food I think of turnip. I knew a guy named, his last name was Turnip Seed. Everybody called him Seed.
Ooh. That's kind of cool, though. Hayseed.
Hey, you call him Hayseed.
Hayseed Dixie.
Hayseed, how are you?
Hayseed. Oh,
I might have to try a turnip now, just see what it.
That's crazy. Turnip greens, collard greens.
Had those
mustard greens?
No.
Oh wow.
I didn't like collard greens before, but I think I want to go back to it.
Oh, revisit it.
They look good.
For you.
They are good.
I see them at the Ingles Deli. And,
oh, you didn't have them New Year's Eve day.
Nah, I don't do that in the black eyed peas. I grew up.
You're kind of the occult if you do that.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if it's going to bring you money.
I'm making a joke. My family did it for years. It just never worked, so I quit doing it.
Oh, I do it every year and see how it turned out.
I know. I would eat it like every day like in January.
Eating the greens.
Oh, people swear by it.
Really thinking it was going to do something.
I grew up having to eat all this stuff that kids don't want to eat. Black eyed peas, hominy, white hominy, yellow hominy.
Hominy. Never ate hominy.
Veg all. And like, when you get old enough.
Succotash.
I think after you've eaten bad stuff forever, you're like, some of this stuff looks good. Like collard greens, man, they look really good.
Who decided that was good food?
I don't know. Like, who decided?
Chicken livers and hominy. Oh, my God.
And many of you listening will probably salivate when I say this thing, like in a good way. But I think it's disgusting. It's half a pear with a scoop of mayonnaise and some sprinkled cheese on top.
Oh, God. Who thought
of
that?
What the hell is that?
Someone was pregnant when they made that.
But it's like, I've seen it at multiple Southern get-togethers. Half a pear, and it'll be a canned pear. It won't even be one that they freaking...
It doesn't have to be a bougie pear.
No, it's a canned pear with the kind with the good syrup that'll give you type 2 diabetes, because I used to drink stuff out of the can.
Yeah. Oh,
I like
a good pear.
Mm-hmm. I love the juice in the can. But then a scoop of mayonnaise and then sprinkled cheddar cheese on top. What the hell?
That just seems vile. Like, you know.
But you don't like mayonnaise, right?
Disgusting. I will never have an organism over it.
I think that
like
would be
girl did the other night.
The worst meal ever prepared for me would be hominy, lima beans,
Meg Ryan,
some kind of organ meat like liver, and then that
organ
dessert.
Meat. Oh.
That would just like faint.
You know what's funny about that commercial that you mentioned it? The way Billy Crystal said it, that was a real one.
Well, also his hair. Like, I can't tell if that was his hair for the commercial festival he looks like now, because he doesn't go out in public much. And if that's his real hair now, like, he's got that Jimmy Johnson 1992 look going. Like, he's got that George Jones kind of, like...
The opossum.
Whatever that...
Little quaff, whatever.
Yeah, little quaff. I don't even know what to... Quaff.
Loud quaff.
Did you quaff? No, I farted. You know. It's difficult.
Oh, man. Yeah, just feel like some foods you hated, you kind of go back to.
Yeah. Like, what is your, if I may, like, what's your wife's dish that you just absolutely, like, love? Like, or she's known for maybe family events and, you know, things like that.
God, she really is a good cook. But if I request a meatloaf, because we don't have it often.
Yeah.
I kind of like the meatloaf. Now, I didn't like it for a little bit.
Oh, my mom was so good at that. Like, she'd make a turkey meatloaf.
See, my mom would make me a hamburger steak because I didn't eat meatloaf.
Oh,
peppers and all kind of stuff in there. And
I cannot figure out how to make it. I've tried.
Does most of the world just use ketchup on top, or is that just how my whole family did it?
I think so. I don't like it. I don't like ketchup, really.
But like, they just smear it on there and then bake it on there. And it was like, this is like some hamburger pizza thing. I don't like it, Mama.
And
I'm making hamburger steak.
You're right about the mom thing. You don't even, you know you can't touch that, so it's not even worth trying. That's like some of the stuff my mom made.
I hated Brussels sprouts as a kid.
They're the best for the reduction. Oh, my gosh.
With the half-grilled ones now that are chopped in half.
That's what I do. I put olive oil.
So sweet.
Some EVOO. Some Evu.
God, what is that, man? Is that your body telling you, say, look, done it your way for a long time.
Yes.
Let's try to do it right.
It's your third eye saying, dude, your head's getting so fat, you're closing my third eye. I can't see no more. I like a belly button now up here.
Oh, God, man. I wish I could go back in my early 20s and just change the way I ate. It was gross.
Nobody ever, like, in any movie about time travel, it's usually about saving someone's life. Stopping a world war of some kind, and then or making a lot of money. It's never about, you know, I'm going to go back in time, and I'm going to start eating good.
Yes,
that's
man.
It. I'm just going to start eating good.
I don't want to see the way I was eating when I was like 22, 23, where I'm like, you know, McDonald's for lunch, Wendy's for dinner, yeah. four times a week. God.
It's like the Got Milk commercial where that little skinny runt sitting there on the bench and the hot dude, it's like a, clearly a senior because he's like a foot and a half taller, walks in.
Dumb runt.
The kids sitting there all alone, no girls. Well, I don't know why girls are in the boys' locker room, first off, whores.
They like the smell.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful.
They want to get a sound bite.
Can you not close your eyes and smell your high school gym
yes.
smell? It sucks to be yeah. able to do that. I'm that way.
And it's torn down, and I can still smell it.
My great-grandparents' farmhouse, I can smell that, and it was...
What did it smell like? Just dirty people?
Like feet.
Coal-burning stove, no natural gas.
Feet, nuts, and pee. If I
all right.
Feet, nuts, and pee.
Feet, nuts, and pee.
We'll talk more on New Orleans later, though.
I don't think the girls smelt like that.
She said smelt. Welcome to the South. I love it.
Smelt.
I love that,
smelt
too.
Like that.
You put a T on the end.
Uh-huh.
New Orleans really does smell bad, I heard, firsthand.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. We were...
Oh, boy.
We were censored for a year and a half to not be able to say
it. Now we can say it now.
We can say it again.
But I would like another crack.
I'll take us another shot at it.
Mm-hmm. By all means.
New management and stuff. Maybe the new management will like us. The old management didn't.
You can fit us in wherever.
We're doing a shoot interview, turning it into it right now.
Kick Stone Man off. Put us on.
Oh, okay.
Hang on there, fatty. I'm having a fun time where I'm at now. Ah!
You mess with the bull, you're going to get the Hearns.
The Hearns.
Yeah. I tell you, a fun bit we can do today is go through Matt's notes and try to figure out what these mean.
Ambo notes.
I found us, no, us work notes here.
Oh, okay.
I take notes during the show. I think it'd be fun. Somebody, you know, some of the hardcores would be like, oh, yeah, that's when you were talking about this.
Yeah, they'll let you know, party man.
Because, like this one, for instance, don't forget in sports to talk about seeing the guy do the key bump on the left corner of the screen during the game. It wasn't the Super Bowl, though, but I saw something where they zoomed in. It might have been a soccer. Is soccer in season right now?
Premier League, yeah.
Okay, so it might have been that.
Were you watching Wolves and like Aston Villa?
It was a video on my phone, but it was someone who was videoing their TV screen, and they zoom in to the bottom left corner, and you see a guy do a key bump, and then put it back in the pouch and give it to some girl, and she does one, and then they're both sitting there just like fried
God.
On the corner of the screen and not realizing they're on TV.
Do you think it was cocaine?
Well, yeah. What do you think a key bump means?
Like, do you do meth with it?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good point. Yeah, see, I'm so not
do some age
versed in all
is it
that
because
stuff.
It's a it could fit on a key, or is it the size? I don't know.
It's, I mean, that's
this is real tall.
We're telling kids how to do drugs.
I don't
right
know
now.
I'm just trying to figure out.
You take your key and you put it in there and you grind it around real good and you get your little white dot
okay,
on there.
I get
you
get
a little toot. But I'll do a toot.
All toot.
I'll do a toot.
Toots a pookie.
Oh my gosh.
I'll boot. Look, don't tell anybody, but I'll boof it if I really need to.
I'll boof a toot.
I have no idea.
But I will not do methamphetamine. I will not do
boof a toot. Methamphetamine, I will not do.
Not on a train, not on a plane. I will not.
We got a Truth and Consequences today that'll be coming up here in less than an hour, about 45 minutes, where this guy, I think, has been elected by the family to do a intervention.
God, about, that's always a hard position to be in.
But someone has to do it. And when, you know, when dad's gone, you know, then someone has to step forward and...
Somebody's got to be the dad. You got to, you know, lead the family. You got to be the paterfamilias.
That's true. So that sounds like you said something.
I know, that sounds really nasty.
In a Kendrick Lamar song.
Like something kinky. Sure.
Nevertheless, he's going to do the interview. But dude will know he's on the show for some particular reason.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll be one of them.
You don't know.
It'll be good. You just went weird on me there.
I know. I get excited for it.
You just went like, it was like on TMZ where they're sitting around like talking about.
Oh,
dude,
God,
I saw
yeah.
Brad Pitt with Angelina Jolie. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah. They got all what's his name with his tight shirt on, sipping his big tumbler.
Big, oh, God, man.
People sport. Fella.
Like we chased him down. We're so important.
Yeah.
And you got the guy with the dreadlocks at all, oh, man.
I was going to say DEI plenty all the way around. It's crazy. It's fun. Feel free to call or text us. The same number, 1-800-774-0093. That's the TLCMotors.com phone lines. Don't text and drive. Standard data text rates apply. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, you know what Friday is. Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So this is a deal breaker if your fiancé does this. You might want to call it off, and I'll tell you all that more coming up next.
I'm going to say stink face.
I'm going to say I don't.
Mm. She gives you a stink face, it's over. Got to call it off.
Meaning, like...
Like the time Rikishi did it to Booker T and they started throwing up outside the ring.
Oh, that kind of thing. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that.
Okay.
Do you remember that whole setup? Rikishi takes a huge dump. Booker T almost pukes. He gives him the stink face in the match, and he actually pukes. Then Michael Cole pukes because he pukes.
That was on the USA Network with no kind of, you know, kind of thing. I started puking. It was very gross. And many are listening right now are doing the same. Good morning, everyone.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Headlines brought to you by Goslin Electric. So this is a deal breaker. If you're getting married and your fiancé does this to you, you might want to break up. Just saying.
I'm going to say punch you in the nose, like poke you right in the chops.
That's good.
Sock you in the puss.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be number one, right?
Got to be, but not.
Dang it.
If she got a strap-on at the bachelorette party.
Oh.
Strappy. Or the jockey lot.
Either one.
Okay. Well, you know, I've never broached that conversation with my fiancé saying, look what I got, so you better be prepared to use this on our wedding night.
Jesus. Better.
But anyways.
Grab the socks and reach for the sky, baby.
Reach for the sky, boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that meant.
Yeah.
Well,
you ready? What it meant.
You ready for the
that's
story?
That's what them boys were talking
this
about.
This is a good one.
For old Strappy.
What?
Police in Wisconsin arrested a 22-year-old after she stabbed her boyfriend in the neck during an argument about their wedding venue.
Oh. I believe that.
So.
Disney screwed it up for women.
Why?
princess world, princess mode, princess, everything's gonna, you know, Prince Charming, the white knight is gonna come save the day, the hero, a castle, you know, little dwarves.
What doesn't everybody, don't they want the farm, the barn wedding now? Those things,
that's popular.
They always seem to be booked up.
It's pretty.
Yeah, they are.
Like, what happened to the courthouse? You know what I'm saying?
But like, no one would want to get married in my barn. I mean, there's feces hanging about from time
you
to time.
Clean it up.
Sure, but then, I mean, where are the animals going while the wedding is taking place? Like, people have proposed that, and I'm like, it would not work.
You would have to have Norman in the picture.
Like, those farms are not real farms. I mean, they're farms, but they're not like that barn animals don't stay in. That's just a barn they have for an event space.
Is Otis the goat or the little brown cow?
Otis is the little brown cow.
Okay, so I just got Otis would definitely have to be there.
Norman from City Slickers.
Yes, there's no Norman on the farm.
Norman. All right, so let's go back
there's
to the
There's an
story.
Enormous in my pants. And okay, it's a turtle head, not what you were thinking.
Okay. Yeah. No, I wasn't. I was just wondering if a bird got down there.
Well, what's the kind of bird?
All right, so there's a 22-year-old woman named Kaylee Brantner, and after she stabbed her boyfriend in the neck during this argument about the wedding venue, the boyfriend claims that she was the aggressor and that she got out of control when the conversation got heated and he was trying to leave out the back door and he felt a little pain in his neck. So she claims it was self-defense and she picked up a knife because she was scared. And she said the stabbing happened when she put her hands up when he was coming towards her. So there's no indication that the boyfriend's injury is life-threatening, but it sounds like the police believe his story over hers.
I gotta
you
ask,
get stabbed in the neck and that doesn't threaten your life. Like
that's what I'm saying. Like, I gotta ask Rob what qualifies as self-defense.
Yeah.
What parts of the body? If you stab somebody in the neck, that's intent to kill somebody. Self-defense or not?
You know, OJ said that if Nicole hadn't answered the door with that butcher knife,
God,
that she would still be alive.
That's what he told his agent.
That's what he said.
That's tragic. I mean, I can't even imagine.
But, you know, self-defense, I don't know. Like, if you're frantic trying to get away and you're just slinging that whatever around, like, so what if it caught him in the eyeball?
Now, he's already in a bad spot because you kind of want to give the benefit of the doubt to the woman on the self-defense, even if she's smaller, like, especially if she's smaller.
Yeah. Them scrappy little girls. I've seen them fight. Hands full of Tootle Prings.
I've seen it. All right. Mm. Well, you know, we don't know what happened with them, if they're going to get it back together. I can imagine what the wedding's going to be like. Like,
they'll still
be
married.
If my son was marrying her, I would have a long conversation and say, this is a sign. This isn't going to go well.
We're not paying for this.
You might want to call this off, okay?
Quit simping.
I know you love her.
You're going to simp to her because she stabbed you in the neck and marry her?
Okay. Hey, come on. I'll take that first sip of wine and it'll be just drooling out the side of his throat. It's got a hole there now.
Oh, God. I saw a video of that. I don't know how it works, but this chick had him. It's called an esophageal diversion. So she could still drink fluids, but it immediately goes into like a bag that hangs from her chest. So how does she not, like,
where's the nutrients go?
Exactly. Like, how does she not take it in? But they're saying that's the only way she could drink is to have that bag. It's really weird.
That is very strange. It's like she's...
If it's going into the bag, why is it not going to go into the stomach?
Is it just the feeling of drinking and they've got her on an IV of some kind?
No, you see it going to the bag when she takes a sip.
My God, that's weird.
Like an S bag you'd wear?
It's like that clear cow they had in Clemson years ago. Where you could see into the cow because the
I don't think he has a sexual preference, but that's cool.
I didn't mean it in that way. I just meant... Oh,
you said clear cow.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you thought cool. I said transparent cow.
I don't know if LGBTQ plus division applies to animals.
They left an A off there, too.
I don't think they identify or they can do whatever they want because they're animals. They don't have to declare that.
That is not true.
Are animals gay?
Some are, but they don't know what it means. They just know what horny means, and they see a
they go for
a backside
it.
There.
Like my female dog does that to other dogs. It's kind of like a
it's kind of like a
greeting with her dog friends. They're like, "Hey, how
it's
are
like
you?
A very aggressive
I haven't seen you in a while.
Greeting. Like if a guy came up to you and met you for the first time and gave your booby a honk, you know, it's
yes, yeah,
oh, hey, Lord.
A little honk. Evasive.
But my dog would just run out there and just do it to the boys, and she's like, well, she's an alpha.
All right.
It's like, hey, boys, nice to see you. I haven't seen you in a while. They just
your female dog might like to wear a choker and work out. It's not like hanging out at the Home Depot.
We're gonna name her Asia.
Speaking of, you know, today is National Make a Friend Day.
Boo!
Why?
I'm full. Got enough.
You have too many. Well,
when is the Win Benefits Day?
That's the steak and salad toss day.
That's in March. That's the same month as your birthday, Fat Boy.
So don't really expect is. Once you meet someone that they're going to be
maybe
instant friends. It takes time to have a friendship, to work into a friendship.
I said that's what it gets harder when you get older. You don't really want to give it the time. You're like,
true. And you've also been like screwed over by others. Like it's that way. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, and even if you know the person from before, like you grew up together, you don't give them as much time. Like you give them a little bit, but not as much as.
Do you have the same friends that you had 10 years ago?
No. Yes, some. I'll pull back on that.
Yes, some.
But see, that's where I say what defines that. Like, we always mention my buddy Cal Hall from high school. I haven't seen him in 5, 6, 7 plus years.
He's good.
Talked to him on social media from time to time. Fat Boy remembers him because Kale was there at some of my favorite stories to tell.
I would love to hear his angle on some of these stories.
Mm-hmm. Some of these stories. And I consider him a friend, but I haven't seen him in many years. But I've been friends with him since 7th grade.
I got a buddy who, you know, he's great. I really like the guy. And we grew up together. But he'll invite me to come to his place, and he lives too far away. And I don't ever want to go that far. And he thinks I don't want to see him, but I want to see him.
Why don't he come to you?
Yeah, if he's your friend, he should.
What's the halfway point?
I mean, I'm like, can we go to somebody else's house and do it? I'm not going to drink either, so I mean, I guess I'll watch you drink and hang out. But
you just have to make plans, you know?
I'm bad at making plans.
That's what he's saying, but like, I don't understand.
I mean, you have to make the effort.
Do you not want the guy to come down to your place?
I don't really want to host. I like having that space of, you know, I just don't like doing stuff. That's what it is.
Yeah, I just don't like
just
doing
nailed
stuff.
It. I want to stay home.
I think my friendships now need to be social media based. Like, we check in with each other a couple times a week. See
that's
what's up.
Okay. Then you're more of acquaintances.
Yeah, but would you out. And Rico, see, Rico is your Cal Hall. If you and, if no one famous died, would you and Rico still speak to each other? Because Rico from Fat Boy's younger days alerts Fat Boy and I when there's a big celebrity death.
Yeah, that's really
yeah.
Nice.
We would still talk.
It's a service.
Way
he
to
offers.
Go, Rico.
We talk about football and other stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We would still talk for sure.
Well, here's a place where you can meet people, according to this, at a coffee shop, Sewing Circle, Pickleball, or even church.
Lame.
I think you're kind of screwed because I don't think you do any of
the
this.
Church thing really kind of, you've got to really get to know them before they get to see the real you because you met at church. Like the first person is going to drop the first cuss word. You're going to go to one of them's house. You're going to see beer in the refrigerator. You're going to see a bong on top of the fridge. You're going to finally realize, okay. Because there's certain levels to church.
There really are.
You got my mom who, by the book, just everything in her house decorated.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama, with scriptures and verses.
I love that.
Scripture shower curtain.
She lives it. She's real.
Yeah, but at some point, you got to sin to have a little fun.
Oh, I see.
She talking about pickleball here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
A buddy of mine's mom joined a pickleball club. You don't have to go with anybody. She goes by herself. They pair you up with people.
Oh, I should do that.
Great way to meet people, she says. It's like so much a month. Just, here, show up on this day, 6, 7 people playing pickleball.
I like
that. Do they have bev carts at those things?
Probably.
That's cool.
Hmm.
I mean, they should.
Yeah.
It's sweeping the nation.
And people are meeting other friends at work less and less, so might as well try.
Well, that's because people don't work at work much.
Yeah.
If you want to compare, it's like a surge in popularity. Pickleball is right up there with, I would say, vagina. It's real neck and neck.
Really?
Yep. Oh, wow.
as far as, you know, demand.
Those are vinegar-based.
I'll pass then if there's no penis involved.
Demand, popularity. I agree with Paige, but still.
I also agree with Paige.
And those Uriah's guys headlines.
All right, thank you, Paige. Pickleball. You know, there are pickleball cards. I saw them at Bowling Springs the other day. Leaf makes a pickleball set because there's like, there's some guy, he says, yeah, so-and-so is the Tiger Woods of pickleball.
Pickleball. They've got they've got major investors, Tom Brady, LeBron James, many
this
others.
This is what I'll play.
But is that what makes it popular? You could say Dickleball, Paige.
Wow.
Oh, it's about whiskey.
It is, George. What's up?
By them investing in it, that's right. What's going to make it popular. People are going to be like, oh, okay. They must know something about this.
I've yet to see it on TV now. They'll show cornhole championships from Rock Hill.
Ooh, but everybody's drinking thrilling. At those. I mean, I think to have social... No, if golf courses said, hey, no liquor allowed anymore, the sport would go away forever.
Really would.
So would Shrine Club.
Plus, if you didn't have hot golf cart girls for the guys to hit
I'm
on...
I'm kidding about the latter, just honestly.
I mean, would go away, too.
That's I'm a kidding. Plus in golf, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl coming up, tie up some loose ends, a couple facts for you. The Eagles make history again. We'll tell you what they did.
I haven't heard any more about the town of Philadelphia since, you know, yesterday afternoon.
Did it burn?
Did any major things happen? No dump trucks or trash trucks set ablaze?
No, but other than what we saw with the garbage truck.
Yeah.
A day removed, when you go back and look at it, people in the know, like other hip-hop artists, are saying that was the greatest performance of all time. Like in Super Bowl history.
Hip-hop artists who are in the know.
Like I was watching, T-Pain was watching this, Snoop Dogg was watching it, you know, like saying like how great it was.
Well, they don't want to be mentioned on Kendrick's next album. Like,
right?
Evidently the guy is a lyricist.
What does Drake think about the performance?
He was in Australia giving away money.
Oh, okay. Well, he's Mr. Beast now. All right, we'll get into some sports-ish next. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Oh, Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. This day, 35 years ago in 1990, this gentleman was a 42-1 underdog. But He beat Mike Tyson in the 10th round to win the Undisputed Heavyweight Championship.
Would that be James Buster Douglas?
It would be Buster Douglas. Don't know if he's related to Frederick, but either way.
Oh, uh-huh. Interesting.
Could be some ancestry there. God, that was, man.
Shocking. Remember, yeah. Everybody thought, oh, Tyson got paid off.
I thought that when you had, back in the day, a couple big boxing fights a year. It just don't happen. Mm-hmm. Now, I know the hardcores will talk about Canelo Alvarez or, you know, Wilder Fury, but
if it was that if it was that big, more of those guys would be more mainstream now like it was then. But people always say, but they didn't have UFC then. UFC didn't take boxing away. Boxing internationally is like still like this thing. It's like F1 racing.
They share a lot of the same audience.
I don't like it, but a lot of people do.
Rob loves the open wheel racing. I'm not really a fan of it. So that's the
other. Also, too many foreigners in it, if I'm being honest. That's what I like about NASCAR. Most of them was from around here. Then Jeff Gordon started. Bull crap.
Rainbow Warrior from California. So the Jake Paul was going to fight Canelo Alvarez, but that's off now, evidently. Because I think Alvarez pulled out of it, and then, Paul's like, hey, man.
Fight Zuckerberg, then.
Fight somebody.
He's still wanting to fight.
Like, that's what Jake...
promo his new rap album.
Those are the fights Jake Paul should be taking. Just the off, like,
exhibition type stuff.
Yeah. But he's trying to, legit make a run at boxing. Why? You're already making money. You're making huge deals off you're buying three...
This
Lamborghinis
excess,
or whatever.
Crap. Sometimes think those brothers discovered a time machine and they went back because they had it all figured out.
Hell.
I don't know.
How did they blow it up? Logan Paul is a good wrestler.
Yeah.
He's fun to watch.
Which is in itself kind of odd that somebody could walk right in and be so good.
Yeah. Well.
Are they aliens down here with blonde hair and blue eyes?
They might be. Around? Wrapping up some Super Bowl odds and ends here, Patrick Mahomes tweeted an apology to the Chiefs kingdom.
God, his O-line should have tweeted one to him.
Which he said, look, when you lose these Super Bowls, the losses hurt more than the wins feel good, is what he said. Which, Tom Brady and Derek Jeter have said that too. They always think about the losses.
Well, that's the human complex. We get a million compliments, but the one person says, why are you wearing them shoes? You will not get that out of your head.
You really won't.
It's strange.
126 million people watch the Super Bowl across all platforms. However many platforms. I think Paige said she watched it on a streamer.
I did. I was surprised I found it on there.
Yeah, it was. I think it hit all of them. Look, if you want to check it out for free, go ahead. Streams for Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us jumped 430%. They're saying his stream, his catalog streams overall.
People are reading those lyrics pretty intently now to see. Oh,
yeah. I did. I had to go back and read them. He talked about him for a good 4 or 5 lines.
So he tweaked it for the show, or was it just?
He just didn't sing the part about. He didn't say, and this is for the broadcast here. He didn't say the word pedophile, but the crowd did.
They knew. Okay.
And then they went, ooh, like a wrestling crowd. Oh, my God.
He still did his wop, 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 wop,
pop. Pop, pop. How about old, was it Venus or Serena? We didn't even know yesterday that was actually her.
Yeah, which evidently is one of Drake's exes.
She's a great dancer, too. I was wondering, they're fixating on this one dancer here, and maybe she's someone I should know, but I had no idea it was a tennis player up there. Wow. Crip walking or whatever. That little, I wish I could dance like that. I do.
Just got to practice.
The way they do that.
You got to get on Instagram and take the little lesson.
Drake was in Australia on tour when this was going on, giving out cash. Gave $45,000 away to fans.
Oh, Lord. He's on a Goodwill tour.
Well, he's going to smell awful. Now, how did the Eagles
make? Not like the Goodwill stores. I mean, a Goodwill ambassador tour.
Like shoes and underwear.
How did the Eagles make Super Bowl history? Jordan Mailata became the first Australian to ever win a Super Bowl.
That's great.
And he's a big dude. He's big.
Wide or tall?
Both. Eagles got size, man. That's why they're the best team in the league. They got a great O line, a great defense.
Did
skill positions they got covered?
Did Will Shipley get in any?
Yeah, he was kick return a couple times.
Okay.
So what you he played a big part of the NFC Championship too. So
yeah,
he's getting a ring. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is getting a ring. Yeah. KJ Henry's getting a ring.
Yeah.
And then, but who was it that played for the DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah, he played for the Chiefs. Justin Ross was on that Chiefs team.
Oh crap!
I don't know if any Gamecocks are on either team, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh, damn it!
We out of here. I saw a video of somebody saw Xavier Leggett at a gas station. And he was chatting him up. Nice guy, but you just can't understand what he says. I tried to figure it out.
I want to get him on the show somehow. I do.
He'd be fun to talk to.
There's about a four-way mutual. I know someone who knows someone who knows his agent.
Oh.
I mean, we got to hook that up for free.
Yeah.
Let's see if they'll hook it up for free.
Out of Columbia.
It's like, I'm on the show, man. We'll talk a little bit about just getting the raccoons.
He doesn't talk like that. You make him sound like Buttermilk Biscuits or whatever.
It ain't that far away, is it?
I don't know.
Talk about hunting raccoons. I skin them, man. I hunt them. I skin them. I gug them tenders, them livers. So I got it. Dang it, we don't have time.
What? Oh, to play him doing his little rant about, was it squirrels?
I feel like I got it somewhere.
If you found it within the next 30 seconds, Paige will give you all the money in her pocketbook right now.
I ain't got it. Dang it.
Sorry. It's not your lucky day. It will be someone else's not so lucky day when we come back. Maybe.
Oh, no.
When somebody's doing something in your family, everybody's going to talk about it. And then somebody's going to say, you know, somebody needs to say something to that person. And then
talk to them.
That person is usually elected by someone in the family, and if dad's gone, it usually goes to one person. It's usually the older sibling. So when we come back, we're going to talk to the older sibling. He's going to tell us what the other sibling is doing and how the family's elected him to do this. I don't want to say it's a...
Oh, I know what this means.
What's the word I'm looking for here? I'm very bad at this right now. Better than intervention. It's not an I mean, it could be an intervention.
Is this going to lead to bringing back sucking sibs?
No, it's nothing like that. Here's the question he wants to ask his sibling. Where the hell is all this money coming from? And that's a weird question to ask someone on the radio.
Or in general.
Pretty
much.
But that's what's going to happen. So we'll get the full story when we come back, and then we'll get the brother on and the whole nine yards. Fatboy will man the dump button, and we will do a brand new Truth and Consequences. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Fatboy.
Boy, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.